All right, Potties, you're making a difference because of you and the people that listen to the show on Way FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that. We have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the show today. Some pretty serious stuff here from the shooting that happened in Illinois. Man, there's more that starts to come out after these things, and there are some super sad, tragic stories inside of this. But now there's actually more coming out about the guy who committed the crime, and the police did like a check into his background and how he obtained the guns, and he obtained them legally, and he passed 4 background checks, which is like, oh wow. But again, you can't always stave these things off with just a background check. But here's where it gets weird. He was 19 when he applied for these, and so what happens is he was technically a minor with the law, gun laws in that state, so he had to have somebody sponsor him. So his dad sponsored him to buy the guns at 19, and then, I mean, he waited till he was 21, and now they're talking about prosecuting the parents for involuntary manslaughter as part of this. But you're like, then that brings up a gray area. Yes, you bought them at 19. Had he committed a crime at 19 with them? Because there's a state law in their bylaws. It says that you, as the sponsor, are responsible for any damage that they do with this hand, with this gun.
Yeah, but also what they said was he had threatened to kill himself as well as his family.
Yeah, and
so
still got
one.
So
why would you sponsor a child? That does not make any sense to
me.
Yeah,
like why the parent did that. I think the dad said he didn't know about that threat or something. So anyway, it's just a mess. And so then, though, it brings into this question of, well, he waited till he was 21. Now he's an adult. Mm-hmm. So should the parent be held liable because the kid waited 2 years?
Like, that's interesting.
It's not foreseeable that somebody is going to commit a crime 2 years from now. Like, no one can look that far into the future. So that's where the problem with all of these gun laws happens, you know? And how do you predict? And the answer is you can't.
But they're not going to have that even as a problem that much anymore, right? Because once they raise the price, I mean, not the price, but the age of getting a gun, then you don't need a sponsor anymore, right?
Well, yeah, but the problem is, I mean, he waited till he was 21 to do it, so he's an adult. So if he wanted to carry this out and he passes the background checks at 21, still same outcome.
But I'm saying, like, the dad is being held responsible, so that he won't, sponsors won't be a thing
sponsors
anymore.
Sponsors, exactly. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, this guy had a problematic background. But then they're also looking in the parents, like, of downplaying that. I guess the guy had attempted suicide, so he wasn't in a good place, you know, in 2019. And so the parents assured the officers, oh no, he's getting the mental health that he needs. And maybe they did have him getting mental health. Who knows, you know?
What did an 18-year-old need a gun for in the first place? That's what I would like to know.
Right.
Why do you need a gun?
I'm curious if, you know, different people have different cultures or different backgrounds, and like, I grew up with them, you know, and so it was not a big deal for me to go shooting with my dad, and it was something that we enjoyed.
No, but you didn't threaten to kill him or yourself.
Correct. But I'm saying, you say, why do people at 18 want that? For a lot of people, they're normal, law-abiding people, and it's something they like to do. And you've got the few people, relative to how many people own guns, the few people that use them for, you know, horrible things. And, you know, that's the thing that everyone's trying to solve that riddle of how do you prevent this. Here's one way. In Richmond, the police just talked about how they have a hero that prevented a shooting on the 4th of July. There was somebody that overheard a conversation about a mass shooting being planned between two guys, and this person spoke up. And that's kind of weird, too. You're like, did I really hear that right? Should I say something? Is it somebody just popping off and they don't mean it? Mm-hmm. But this person did, and the police are saying this person is a hero. There's no telling how many lives this hero citizen saved with just one phone call.
Yeah, yeah, and I hope other people will do that. If they hear something, say something.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing about this, too. This is somebody that's not connected to them, like, family-wise, and they heard something and they said something. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine, like, knowing people and you know you've got somebody in your family that's a little bit on the fringe, mm-hmm. and you're not saying anything because you don't want to, you know, hurt that family member, and then this family member goes out and commits these atrocities. You know, I can't imagine the guilt. Or do you somehow give yourself a pass by telling yourself, well, we didn't know. We couldn't have predicted this. But mm-hmm. it's like, if some random stranger can prevent this, you would think somebody that's in somebody's lives could do that as well. So that's just kind of an update on the heavy stuff. This was kind of cool. If you've ever lost your child in a crowd, you remember the instant fear that sets in. Panic. Like, where's my child? Well, a second grader came up with an invention to help parents out with this. It's called D-Shoes, which stands for doorbell shoes. Oh, he needs man. To work on the title a little bit, I think. But, I mean, he's in second grade. Come on, let's give him a pass. But he got the idea, not because he was lost, but because his grandmother, who has dementia, was lost at a graduation celebration. And later that day, my father used his car alarm, he said, to find out where our car was because he couldn't remember where he parked. And that's how the idea happened. So the shoes have a little receiver in the shoe and a keychain-like transmitter that sends a signal to the shoe. If it's within like 1,000 feet, it can be activated and an alarm in the shoe will sound, helping the people that are looking for them to find them.
I think that's a great idea.
That's a great idea, yeah.
Just make sure that if they jump in a puddle, it's not like on a short circuit.
Yeah, and it's in the shoe so nobody knows about it. Because mm-hmm. that's the other thing. Like, you could go, oh, well, you know those tiles people are now putting in their luggage? I might start doing that, too, to track my bags.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I just found that, like, people started doing this to track their luggage, and I had the most frustrating situation with Delta and them saying, we don't know where your bag is. It could be here. It could be there. And if you have a tile, you go, no, it's right here. It's in this airport, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I might start doing that. And you could do that with kids' backpacks, clothes. You could put one of these tiles on their shoes. But then if something nefarious were to happen, like some bad person, like, they could just cut the tile off and get rid of it. But if it's built into the shoe, you have no idea. Mm-hmm. And so this is a great idea. And the thing that you could do this for adults is the other thing. I hadn't even thought of that. But, like, if you've ever dealt with someone that deals with dementia, they just disappear, you know, sometimes because they're adults and they can, and they have these episodes and you're like, where did they go? You know? And so the fact that this kid saw all of this and decided to come up with an invention at second grade mm-hmm. is super cool. He gets to go to a global convention where it could be turned into a product now.
Nice.
So yeah, I think that's kind of dope, man. I wish I had invented something when I was a kid. I tried to invent a new drink and it was milk, vanilla, sugar, and raisins.
Ew.
It was so gross and my mom made me drink it because she's like, you're not wasting this food. Like, really?
Was it solid as a second grader?
No, it was not good at all.
Oh, okay.
It was not good at all. You would think it would be good. Milk and vanilla. It's kind of like pastry type stuff and sugar. Like, how can that be bad?
With raisins.
Great in other things.
Raisins are the worst.
Raisins threw it off. What do you have against raisins? Like, do you not like raisins? You don't
They're
like raisins.
Like boogers.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
What do you have against boogers?
A lot.
Raisins in certain foods, like in carrot cake, I love. I hate when people put walnuts in there and you think they're raisins and then you get a walnut and you just come unglued and you throw the cake at somebody.
If anything has raisins or walnuts, I'm out. And the same goes for like raisin bread and raisin cookies. And
chocolate chip cookies that masquerade as oatmeal raisin cookies drive me crazy because mm-hmm. I love oatmeal raisin
Which
cookies.
Which is usually the opposite thing that most people would say is that, oh, sweet, a chocolate chip cookie.
Right.
Oh, it's oatmeal raisin.
Blah.
Oatmeal
you know chocolate chip's gross. That? A senior citizen.
No, oatmeal chocolate chip is gross. Oh, by the way, we have a potty that's sending us cookies. Remember that lady that was like, oh, I'm going to make you cookies and send them to you? She hit me up. She's like, you should have them today. So I need to do a little tracking on that package there because I'm getting hungry. So, okay, that's my stuff. What do you got, Rock?
Warren Potsy Weber.
Rock is out today.
Sorry. Warren Potsy Weber from Happy Days.
Yeah.
You want to hit the theme?
Oh, it is a theme up there. I didn't even see that. Sunday, Monday, Happy
Days. Wednesday, he's actually running for mayor of Ojai, California.
Oh.
His real name is Anson Williams.
No, it's Potsy.
No, Potsy was his TV show name.
Yeah. Anyways, Potsy. He's in his 70s.
Is he really?
And he decided, today is the day. I'm going to start running for mayor.
Good for him.
And so he tweeted about it. And then his co-star, Fonzie.
Henry Winkler.
He tweeted out, you have my vote.
You love Henry Winkler. See, that's a guy that's got a good friend. Like I said, hey, I want to run for public office. And Rock's like, I'm not voting for you. But
clearly.
Henry Winkler was like, hey, I'm going to vote for Potsy for sure.
Well, maybe because he has some good leadership mentalities.
Oh, I do too.
Wow.
I could fix this world. If people would just listen, I could fix this world. I can make it better.
I don't disagree with you. I think that you do have some good ideas, but the reason you're losing my vote is because you will let all that power get to your head.
And I freely admit that. Absolutely.
That's why you don't get my vote.
No, but you're right. But I'll do some really good in the meantime.
It won't matter because I'll have to hear the whole time, oh, well, I can do it.
I know. But then, you know what? Here's
no,
the other
thank
thing.
You.
Well, here's what you're not thinking of, Rock.
I don't.
In the political system, there are rewards for cronies. You know, like, so if we're going to do politics the way it's always been done, you always have your friends that you give cabinet positions to. So I could give you a job.
No.
Yeah, a cabinet position.
You could be.
There is no way I would take that job.
You could be have like the TikTok cabinet position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could be in charge of all TikTok.
Yeah.
Nope.
You could be in charge of school meals to keep kids from being hangry.
Boom.
No.
Yeah.
You could be the.
No. I do not. I cannot say this enough. No.
Well,
I feel like
fun.
Sometimes you don't hear my nose.
Not really.
What did I just say?
Not sure. I hear you thinking about it. You're on the fence. Gavin is not going to be in tomorrow. So, Gavin, what are your weekend plans?
Oh, man, I didn't prepare that. So,
well, where are you going? Let's start with that.
So,
the easy questions.
I'm just staying in town because Haley's my father-in-law is in town. I think we're just going to do a lot of antique-related stuff tomorrow.
Do you like that?
I think it's fun.
Okay.
I'm not the visionary per se. He does own like a shop above an antique store, and he does a lot of work with that kind
really?
Of stuff right now in
That's
his
cool.
retirement from the police department. And so we go through all this. She and her dad
That's
love
good.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Like they could spend hours in there.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to go because he should be leaving. On Saturday.
He should be leaving. He should be leaving. I want to hurry this along.
Honestly,
I don't.
He should have been gone by now.
In terms of like in-laws, I have very good in-laws compared
good.
To a lot of other people's stories. I love them.
That's
so.
Not what you said earlier.
Stop.
I never had in-law horror stories. My in-laws were great, and they loved me instantly and unconditionally, and they were great, like all through their lives. The only time I had a problem was when my wife's dad, his wife, her mom passed away, and then he started dating, and he dated just some people that were just gold diggers, and it was just that part of life was really, really bad for a couple years, and I hated that because I had always had such a good relationship with him, but he was just hurting his daughter, you know, with the things he was doing. And I had to have some hard conversations that I never, ever wanted to have with anybody, much less him, somebody I respected. But I was really happy that that situation righted itself. And like the end of his life, we got back to how things were in the beginning and much more normal and stuff. It's a blessing to have good in-laws because, and I know there are a lot of stereotypical jokes about in-laws and things like that, but man, it just makes your life so much easier, so much easier. My daughter, it's funny because Haley she's still hanging out with this guy that she started dating a little bit ago. Like, and they're still figuring it out.
Yeah.
I've gotten little bits of information, and it's still like, they're, you know, my wife, well, are you talking about exclusively dating? And she's like, well, we're not talking to anybody else. Like, okay, well, that's good. And then we're going there in August. So that's another like month and a half away. And my wife was like, well, do you want him to come to the park with us? We'll do a park day. You guys both work there. You can get in for free. And he's more than welcome to come out with us. And she wasn't sure about that. And I thought, I wonder why. Because to me, I don't try to make things weird with her because she doesn't date a lot. And so I don't try to make things weird, or I'm like, oh, I'm sizing this guy up. But like if she had just a new friend, it would be like, oh, yeah, you want to come to the party? We're very open, gracious people with people in her life, you know, because I want to know the people that are around her and get to know them. And she actually said, though, she said, my wife asked her, is it because of us? Like, do you not want him to meet us? Is that a weird thing? And she's like, no, it's because of me, meaning herself. She's like, I'm jealous of that. She's like, I want that time for myself with you guys. I'm like, oh my gosh, my heart.
That's sweet.
Like, even if she's lying, oh, melted my heart.
Yeah. She's like,
Total right answer.
I want all the time with you.
Total right answer. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how this thing goes. Because I'm not an embarrassing dad with her, like with that stuff. I mean, I kid around and stuff, but like, I'm not that guy that's like, so you guys getting married? You know, I don't do that with her.
Cool
especially
dad.
In front of her. Yeah, I try to be cool dad. Yeah. Lady Rock, what do you got for birthdays?
Tommy wants to wish his son Jack a happy birthday.
That's great.
Said he lost his first tooth on July 4th. Oh. So very recently.
He's a rich man now.
My friend's kid's tooth came out while we were eating ice cream. Like, how brittle are your teeth?
That's not good.
You can't talk.
I know.
You had a soft batch cookie.
Absolutely, and it broke a tooth. But yeah, it was crazy. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden he goes, and his tooth comes out, and we're all eating ice cream, and then we're just trying to pack his mouth with napkins because bled so bad. And my wife's like, and there's all these like gross napkins on the table at the ice cream place, and I'm like trying to clean them up and everything. Is bad.
Ow.
On that note, question is, what incredibly lucid lesson did you learn from The Office?
Man, that TV show, that's a tough one about learning a lesson. There's so many funny moments and so much political incorrectness, you know, that show I don't think could be made today because everyone would whine about it. I'm trying to think of like Michael Scott moments, you know, mm-hmm. where they would give him the, like they would take him out of his role as the funny, inept, weird guy, and he'd say something great.
The scene when he shows up for Pam's art exhibit
thing.
I think that the lesson of showing up for people is something that, like, because I saw that on TikTok the other day and I hadn't watched it for a while.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, like, sometimes just people, all they need for you to do is show up. They don't need you to tell you that you're the greatest artist in her case, but just showing up meant a lot to her.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one. And that was so good, it made me forget the one that had come into my head.
Oh, sorry.
I know I had one, and then I'm like, oh, nuts, that's a good one. I forgot it now. You know The Office backwards and forwards.
And sideways.
That depression is a real thing. And it's to be taken seriously.
The pressures of my modern office.
My life.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Good times. That one made me forget the other one I just had. Dadgum, what is going on in my pea brain, man? Like, I keep coming up with a couple, and now I'm all stuck on funny Holly ones. That's a button, Kevin.
Never pick the color green because only ladies... bad ladies pick
me. Oh,
don't bring massive tubs of chili to work.
With Kevin,
casual
when he
Friday can't be a thing.
Owen Creed had the blood on his shirt. It was Halloween. Oh, that's fortunate. Oh, all right. I can't think of mine now. It's gone. It's left me.
All right.
Just like Elvis, it has left the building. And just like us, we are leaving the podcast. And that's going to do it for your Aftercast today. And thanks for being a potty.